Imagine walking through the majestic Himalayas and suddenly realizing that where your head should be, there's nothing but empty space. This wasn't a hallucination or metaphor, but a direct perception that transformed Douglas Harding's understanding of consciousness forever. At 33, during a mountain trek, Harding experienced something extraordinary. Looking down at his body, he saw his legs, torso, and arms, but where his head should be, there was only a boundless void containing the entire panorama before him. In that moment, he lost a head and gained a world. This wasn't some mystical revelation requiring years of spiritual practice, but something immediately verifiable through direct experience. What makes this insight so revolutionary is its sheer obviousness, a truth hiding in plain sight that anyone can verify for themselves. The experience brought an immediate sense of peace and quiet joy unlike anything he had known before. The usual boundaries between self and world completely dissolved, revealing a profound truth. We are not what we think we are. From our first-person perspective, we never see our own heads. You're aware of the world around you, but where are you in this picture? You might feel sensations where your head should be, but you don't see it. When you touch your face, your hand disappears into a void. This isn't philosophy, but direct observation. We've been conditioned to believe we have heads, yet our immediate experience suggests otherwise. Science confirms this. Light enters our eyes, triggers neural responses, and only then does our world exist. Advertisers and filmmakers intuitively understand this reality. Effective advertisements show a hand lifting a glass to a void, not to someone else's head. Film directors create first-person sequences by removing the head, knowing we identify with headless perspectives. Children often show awareness of this truth, asking why others have heads while they don't, or declaring themselves nothing. Perhaps our natural state is being boundless awareness in which everything appears. We exist in a peculiar paradox. For others, we appear as bodies with heads, but for ourselves, we are boundless awareness. There are two perspectives on identity: the third-person view, how others see us, and the first-person view, how we experience ourselves. Most of us prioritize the third-person perspective, identifying with our mirror image rather than our first-person experience of awareness. As infants, we lived naturally from this headless perspective, immense, unseparated from our world. The moon seemed no bigger than the hand reaching for it because distance hadn't created separation. As we grew, we learned to see ourselves from outside, identifying with our mirror face until this outside view overshadowed our original inside view. Instead of containing our world, we became contained by it. This shift is the root of our alienation. We survive because we remain unconsciously rooted in our common source. Our happiness deep-rooted, while our misery is shallow and born of delusion. 40 years after his Himalayan revelation, Harding developed the Headless Way, a systematic approach to rediscovering our true nature through simple exercises. One involves pointing at what you're looking out of, not your face, which you can't see, but the aware space from which perception happens. Another uses a card with a hole that frames your experience just as your awareness does. These exercises reveal 5 virtues of seeing into our nothingness. It's remarkably easy, not difficult as tradition suggests. It's foolproof and can't be done incorrectly. It penetrates infinitely deep beyond consciousness itself. It's uniquely communicable, identical for all beings. And it remains available regardless of mood or circumstance. The essential practice involves a double-barbed arrow pointing simultaneously inward at the void and outward at what fills it. This two-way attention transforms experience. Benefits gradually emerge: heightened sensory awareness, whole body alertness, reduced stress, deeper breathing, greater creativity, spontaneity, and often less fear, greed, and anger. Harding's discovery resonates across spiritual traditions. In Zen Buddhism, the Heart Sutra declares the body is emptiness, while Hui Neng advises seeing the face you had before you were born. According to Daito Kokushi, all Zen koans point to our original and featureless face. This insight transcends cultures. In India, Sankara taught that liberation comes from ceasing to identify with the body. One's real self is unattached, pure, infinite. Christianity recognizes that illumination dispels our opacity. When thine eye is single, said Jesus, thy whole body also is full of light. Poets like Rilke wrote of dissolving the human face into the landscape, while Traherne declared, you never enjoy the world aright till the sea itself floweth in your veins, till you are clothed with the heavens and crowned with the stars. Perhaps all these traditions point to the same direct experience, the realization that we are not separate entities, but the boundless awareness in which everything appears. Practitioners often encounter what Harding calls the barrier, a profound dissatisfaction where clear seeing into the nothing coexists with blindness to one's separative ego. This creates an inner conflict where intellectual understanding fails to align with emotional reality, with perception flooded with light while the heart remains only half surrendered. Many retreat, seeking comfort in group practices or traditional religious structures. Others misuse the special powers of headlessness for ego-driven ends. The true path leads directly through this barrier, the dark night of the soul, purging not just perception, but the very shrine of self. The final stage is the breakthrough, a declaration of intent that transforms the entire spiritual journey. This visceral realization means one's deepest desire is that all shall be as it is. When we say yes to our circumstances and actively will whatever happens, there emerges that lasting joy Eastern traditions call ananda, an unshakable peace persisting through all conditions. The most revolutionary aspect of Harding's teaching is how it transforms relationships. It abolishes confrontation. Meeting someone, there is only one face, theirs. We trade faces in an intimate exchange of appearances, creating a dance of consciousness rather than a clash of separate entities. This understanding dissolves the artificial boundaries between self and other. The headless way lacks formal organization, no authority, headquarters, or membership structure. This stems from the experience itself, the ultimate in self-reliance. It arises from realizing you must look inward to see who is living, that only you can see this who, that this in-seeing establishes you as the authority on what matters most, and that your path won't follow patterns laid by others. What we are can be trusted to reveal itself when it should. The headless way isn't about getting somewhere. Everything one's heart desires is given from the start. Our true nature has never been lost, only overlooked. In a world obsessed with self-image, perhaps the most radical act is to discover we are not what we appear to be, but the boundless awareness in which everything rises.